Chapter 4, Devotional 20. Faith is spelled C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E, your personal guarantee. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." We live in a world full of contracts, warranties, and agreements. We're comforted, free from worry and concern, knowing that our life, home, and car insurance will help us if we have an accident in our car or a storm causes a tree to fall on our roof. We even buy the extra 1-year extended warranty on our new flat-screen TV or PC, hopeful that it will cover repairs or replacement in case our new toy breaks. As a Christian, I'm comforted by this verse. It explains that faith is our assurance or guarantee that things will be all right. Faith is our one title deed that spells out our ownership in the spiritual realm of things we hope for and that God has promised us. 2, a proof or evidence of the things we can't see. 3, firm belief that we'll have what we believe and ask for in prayer. 4, reason that we refuse to be moved by fear. In faith, we refuse to 1, believe the doctor's report that cancer will kill us. 2, worry about recession and potential that we might lose our jobs. 3, doubt God's protection as we walk through a rough neighborhood. 4, question God's mercy and favor when it looks like we might not get the job we want because we don't have a degree. 5, give up on our marriage and question God's ability to restore harmony and peace in our home. 6, worry about our children's safety. 7, doubt God's ability to motivate our boss to give us a raise just when our child needs braces. Child of God, I encourage you to have faith in God and in His Word. Believe that God is who the Word says He is and that He will do all things His Word says He will do. Place your faith, confidence in God, and refuse to be moved no matter what. Lord, thank you for your word. Jesus, I will trust in you and have confidence in you. I choose to live by faith, and I refuse to walk in doubt, fear, and unbelief. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.